With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the FCB Radio Network, home of the best personalities and where real talk lives. Online at FCBRadio.com. FCB.
Hello, welcome to our podcast, Talking Toddlers with Type 1 Diabetes. I am your host, Dr. Deanna Hancock Johnson, where we discuss all things toddlers with Type 1 Diabetes. And today we have a special guest who is my daughter, Sianna Milani Johnson, who was diagnosed at just 3 years old with Type 1 Diabetes. Okay, guys, so we are back, and I'm going to ask Sianna some questions to remind her, to jog her memory on what it was like the day she got diagnosed. If you're here, that means you already saw the documentary where I explained what it was like the day that we found out she was diabetic. And so you can go back and watch that if you haven't watched that yet. While we're in the midst of it, might as well say what? Like, comment, subscribe. And put your post notifications on so you don't miss another video from me, Dr. Deanna Life Coach, or from Sianna Milani on her channel. Now, first question I got for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember being diagnosed?
No.
Because you were a little small. Okay.
I only remember when I was at Children's and I got my shot. My thing on my arm.
Well, Children's, I don't remember them putting that on you.
Mommy doesn't remember.
So we've been to Children's a couple times. We've had to go and rush Sianna to the emergency room before, which is another story time we'll share with you guys later. And so we had to change her supplies out that time we went, but.
And I threw up.
Yeah, she vomited, which is the reason why. Now, listen to this, Sianna. When you first got diagnosed, they didn't give you a pump and all that stuff. You didn't have it. You had needles. And since you don't remember that day, I'm gonna tell you. When we took you to the hospital, you was not as afraid of needles, but then you all of a sudden became afraid of needles because it was almost from one needle for a doc's appointment here and there to almost 15, 20, 30 needles within the span of the week that we was there. And it was so heartbreaking to a point where I was like, please stop, bring us some numbing cream. I don't want anybody else touching my baby. I felt so helpless, and it was so painful to see my baby go through that because she was definitely much younger. She was definitely much younger, and she just don't remember that time. So go ahead and tell them what you're gonna tell them.
So I remember like one thing what I used to do. I used to always say, insulin please, but now I stopped doing that. But now I'm not afraid of needles.
Yes.
Because I got my COVID shot right here and no tears. Then the first time I didn't cry. I had tears. And Mom said, I don't see a single tear.
Mm-hmm. So forgive us if Sianna goes off topic because we're trying to work on her remembering to stay focused on where we are. But yes, so basically she was in a place where she was started to become afraid of needles. She wasn't afraid at first, and then we had that day where we went to the emergency room and then went to the hospital, ended up keeping us, and so many needles was in her at one time. And one of the things I don't like is that they were like, this is before I understood what this was for her. Knowing that my dad was diabetic and he was going through it, I understood some of it, but I didn't understand it to the depth of what it was doing to her body and what she needed and what her body required. So they were saying, oh, let her eat whatever she want to eat and we'll just give her insulin. For me, I was thinking, why would we do that? It sounds like torture. Like, we should give her what she should eat or she need to eat, her body needs, and not have to worry about poking her so many times, not understanding that she needed so much insulin then, because back then her pancreas was still working. So I was in denial that this is even what was going on until I got a second opinion. And then months later, I think it goes through a honeymoon stage is what they call it, when your pancreas doesn't begin, it acts normal for a while until it goes downhill. One thing I did not share in the video from the documentary is that the day that we found out Sianna was diabetic, her primary care doctor had tested her through a P-test. And he called me that morning and said, you need to bring her back in. And I'm like, you know, I'm busy doing what I'm doing. I was like, she's at daycare. I'll just bring her when I can bring her. He's like, no, you need to bring her in. We need to retest her to make sure the test is not wrong. And so, come to find out, Sianna's sugar in her pee was at 500, which is now a walking testimony, but back then, you know, she could have been walking dead pretty much. You know, it was really high, and she was just like you see her now. And so I was really in denial, and I'm so thankful that she is the child that she is, because she's one person that's been tackling this and being really strong during the process of this diagnosis. Has been really more hard for me than I think her, besides the fact that she's the one to get poked every 7 days and every 10 days versus every day she was getting poked in her fingers. You remember getting poked in your fingers? Pricked in your fingers with your finger pricker?
Yeah.
Guys, we're gonna do a video on the type of finger pricker we use as well. You remember getting poked in your legs?
Mm-hmm, but guys, I think we might start a diabetic channel. So all my diabetic stuff, guys, can go on there.
That's possible. We're definitely gonna do our podcast coming up soon, but for now, we're just gonna be talking about it with you guys here until we get to that part of our journey on YouTube. Now,
and guys, we might get a family channel.
We're probably not doing that, guys, but anyway.
Yes, everybody has family channels.
They do, but we have so many channels that we have separate that I don't know. It would be easier to do a family channel, but I do different things on my channel that's related to motivating others. I don't know. We may think about it. I'm just trying to see. Sianna, my next question for you, I'm ready. Where are you going? I told you to bring your water over here before. Just bring it.
I'm very thirsty. Do you like my water bottle? Please.
All right, so have a seat. The first time we went to the hospital, do you remember that? Remember, that's not when they had us change your stuff out. Do you remember staying there for a long time? Do you remember like meeting nurses and you drew that picture that's over there?
Yeah, I remember when I had to do that little thing on my toe.
Oh, what thing on your toe?
Remember that red thing they had to put on my toe, and they had to put like stuff all over my head? And
oh, they were putting stickers all over to...
They put it on my chest, my head.
They usually do that at cardio, so I can't remember why they was doing it then. I guess to make sure everything was beating correctly in all the right places, if I had to guess. But I should actually ask her, Endo, why would they do that? What else do you remember from that time?
I remember that I had some fun stuff to do.
Okay, some fun stuff. Like, they did their best to keep Sianna calm outside of giving her needles.
They put stuff here on my chest, my face, and they put a little thing on my toe, like a red thing with flashes.
Yeah, that I do remember. I think they do that to babies, too, when they first come out as well. So, yeah.
Okay. And I think they had a thing over my nose that helps me breathe, and they can check how I'm breathing.
Yes, okay. So I do remember.
And one of those stickers was probably to check how I sleep and how I move because that's those cameras in there.
Are you sure that happened to you? Or did you see that on YouTube or something?
Okay, that happened to me.
Okay, that's her experience and her memory. I'm not gonna take that from her, but some of that stuff I'm thinking.
Do you have any videos of those?
Do I remember all that? Cause I was there, but mentally I was gone, guys. And it took me a couple of days where I had to shake out of my you're messing me up, mama, stop.
Okay.
Shake out of my mental state where I was in a place of shock and denial. And when I finally woke up, I was like, okay, what do I need to know? Let me know, because I got to get out of here. I'm losing my mind in here. Every doctor's coming in. It was so many doctors and nurses and psychologists and social workers and everybody coming in the room. Oh, welcome to being, you know, the diabetes family and da 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 da. And I'm like, welcome. That's like an understatement for how I really feel. You know what I mean? Like, I was nowhere near feeling that a welcome. I was like, I didn't want to be in this journey and, you know, this. I don't even believe. Sienna, please.
Just showing them my pump.
That's.
Do they know how to pump? Can I show them?
We're going to do a whole video on your pump.
Okay.
It was making noise, guys, so I had to grab it. But then Sienna took the opportunity to really want to show it off. We got so many videos for you guys coming that Sienna has to remember to just stay calm and let us do one thing at a time. And today we're answering all your initial questions on all my initial questions for other people. I want to share this with other people.
Guys, I do have a question for my mom.
Well, wait 1 second. Let me finish telling them. So, you know, they said, you know, no one asked to be in this journey, but they become a part of it. And that kind of hit home for me and registered for a while. And then I started to get myself together, but it wasn't until weeks afterwards that I started to adjust. And it took me almost a year before I could even talk about her diagnosis without crying. It was just really, really bad and not, it wasn't like an experience that you would ever think happened to you. You know, I never even thought, stop mama, you're gonna mess your hair up. I never even thought that you could, kids could get diagnosed. And once she was diagnosed, I started seeing more kids and hearing about it and realizing that it was more normal than we think. So it was still a shocker, but okay. So, Sienna, what did you like about your visit at the hospital and what did you hate about it?
I hate that they have to give me needles, but I love that I get to do some stuff and it was fun. I get to draw.
You get to draw. So they took Sienna out of the room and let her paint. They did a very good job keeping her together.
And they put stuff, like cold stuff around my body and stuff, but it was very fun.
For her, it ended up being fun. We were there for almost a week.
No, 10 days, I think.
No, almost a week, and it was a journey. But they did their best after getting past the initial stages of pricking her in her fingers. That was every 2 hours. And then her legs was pricked anytime she wanted to eat something. And Sienna is not an eater that eats on the schedule. She used to, but now it's more like a freelance eater, I guess they say free eater. Same with my puppies, the same way. But she eats all day sometimes and snacking. She's a snacker. So with that said, needles are going into her body all the time. So it was so good that she did get her insulin pump because she finally got approved for that within 3 or 4 months. And I ended up buying the Dexcom out of my pocket at Costco in order for me to get her started, at least with her phone. So that was that, but I couldn't wait, and it's very expensive, but you still need a doctor's prescription, so anybody who's thinking about doing that. So what do you like about being diagnosed as type 1? Is there anything you like?
I like that I'm diabetic, and it's fun because, like sometimes when I go low, I get chocolate and candy.
Yeah, that's her choice to get that. Start off with, we do apple juice too, but she prefers that if it works quicker.
I like the sweet apple juice, not the McDonald's apple juice.
Oh, now you don't like the McDonald's apple juice anymore. So I bought some expensive apple juice. So now you don't like the McDonald's. You love the McDonald's apple juice. You done got bougie.
Can I have some apple juice right now?
No, you can't. Okay, is there anything you hate about being diagnosed as type 1?
Well, I hate when I go high because then I can't eat anything. And I hate when I go very low and very high because then If I go very high, I can die. If I go very low, I can die.
That's all right. That is right. That is so right. You understand that. Mm-hmm. That's good,
but
you understand that.
The very thing I like when I'm at medium, then I can eat whatever I want.
And when your numbers are good numbers, do you know what your numbers are when they're in a good place, when they're gray?
Yeah. They mean like a good place.
Can you give us a number, for example?
Like 150
maybe, or 105. Those are good places for Sienna's learning her number.
This high, is like 3000.
We know as soon as you get to 300, you're high. And sometimes that happens because Sienna will.
It's like 76.
Yes, she got it, guys. So we're teaching her numbers on her pump. Through punching numbers into the microwave, through learning her cards. Cards and everything.
Juice.
No, because your double arrow's going down. That just means you didn't eat up all your chicken like you're supposed to. So you're not low enough. So sometimes Sienna goes up and down as a snacker. That's what happens. Or she gets into the cabinet and grabs something that I did not approve of. Or I'm in the room working in my office and she got food.
I get insulin for like hot chocolate.
Everything.
And bananas, a salad, because I realized, guys, when my mom made like a fruit salad, I tried it and it was busting.
Yes, so she's starting, and that's another thing. We are gonna talk about foods in the future too, guys, because she, I'm trying to get her to vegan. Sit back, baby. I'm trying to get her to the vegan stage where I am and eating more salads and green vegetables. She got away from a lot of that stuff as she got older and started picking her own stuff and her own food. But as I was saying, when you're a picky eater, your numbers can go up and down a lot because of the fact that sometimes Sienna will grab something that nobody knew. But as the rule is, no insulin, no what?
No insulin, no food.
That's it. That's our motto. So
no,
we're working on that.
Also, first of all, if you don't get insulin, you can die. Second of all, if you don't get insulin, then no food.
Yeah.
Second of all, insulin is important. If you don't have insulin, you can either die or either not eat anything.
Mm-hmm. So what do you like about wearing a pump versus the needles? You like which one better?
Pump.
Mm-hmm. We do have pump issues sometimes where it's being pulled like this and then we didn't know. Like we had this issue the other day where it was loose here, so Sienna wasn't getting any insulin. And
wait, is it loose?
That caused her to have ketones in her pee, which is another subject. This is it's so many things pee-pee. To this level.
Another
so I hope that she vomited. I hope that people that are watching us is not only just diabetics, but everybody who knows somebody that is diabetic. Everybody knows somebody that's diabetic, basically.
Because
but we're trying to help other people understand the journey that was just diagnosed, or those that have been diagnosed for a while but didn't know what to do for this situation or that situation. Because when Sienna was diagnosed, I did not do everything that the doctor said, because I prayed first, I read up on everything, I researched everything, I just wasn't putting anything into her body. And I can tell you what I did for my child worked for me, based on where my higher power led me. But I can't say that's something everybody should do when they first diagnose. So it's a special thing that you have to really know more what your kid needs and what your kid don't need. And I believe every parent knows that. Nobody can tell you that. But with her, it was a thing for me where I was like, I know my child. And I need to be better careful at what I put in her body. There's no one else that's gonna be able to do that besides me at the time. So, next thing, Mama, what are you ready to tell them?
Okay, I wanted to tell you guys that...
Come on.
Let's
put your
pump
up.
I'm obsessed with being diabetic.
You're obsessed with it? Are you sure? Because, you know, you're not happy about your stuff on your butt all the time.
Okay, but, guys, I met one friend who's diabetic.
Yes. It's been amazing for us, too.
She had her thing on her arm.
Mm-hmm.
Did she have a pink thing?
No, she didn't. She has a different device than the Dexcom. So, why don't you tell them, how did you get to have a phone?
I got a phone because I got two phones. The other phone, the first phone was CJ's, which is my brother. The second one is my diabetic phone because we switched it up, camera versus camera.
But if you wasn't diabetic, you know you wouldn't have a phone, right?
Mm-hmm. And guys, I can do cool stuff.
Okay,
on
wait,
my phone.
Mama. This is not about the cool stuff on your phone. So, what happens if you don't have your phone?
If I don't have my phone, then if I don't have my phone, it won't pop up my numbers, mm-hmm. and I have to keep my phone next to me for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And maybe less, because sometimes it'll pick up within 5 seconds, guys.
Yeah.
But, excuse me, Sienna is off on her numbers sometimes. Okay.
I don't know, I'm just doing some right now.
Are you happy that we did the pocket underwear company? Because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have the pocket underwear company. And it's made because of you, and you're gonna be the face of the company, the owner of the company. Are you happy we did that?
Mm-hmm.
Why did we have the pocket underwear company?
We had the pocket underwear. We have the pocket underwear company because they make pocket underwears for other kids. So if kids don't want to wear underwears, they don't have to. They can put...
Wait, if they don't want to wear underwear?
Oh, no.
I think everybody needs to wear underwear. Explain that again.
If nobody wants to wear this...
Which is a spy belt, guys. And right now, it's the only thing on the market that holds an insulin pump for type 1 diabetics.
If you don't want... this thing.
Or all diabetics has insulin pump.
If you don't want a spy belt, unstrap it, put it down, and get the pocket underwears. Because it has a pocket, it can go each side, this side, or your back.
And what's your favorite out the pocket underwear?
I like the front.
Me too. It's pretty.
Because I don't lay on my front.
Mm-hmm.
I only lay on my back or my side.
Yeah. Basically, Sienna's saying that, you know, we created the pocket underwear to help other diabetic families and other kids and to help change lives for everybody who is diabetic and is insulin prone 24/7 and want to wear their pump in private until they feel comfortable to share that to anybody else. Yes, Mama.
How many minutes do we have left?
Phew. So I think they heard you because the microphone is right here. Okay.
Oh, I was telling my mom's secret.
Well, you didn't be quiet enough. So basically, it's all the only option we have to provide people with the comfort. I mean, some people say that they don't even like to share with others or they're not ready, just like that whole first year when Sienna was diagnosed and I wasn't ready to share. But I noticed there was nothing on the market like this and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. She has to wear this 24/7 and in public. So we've had people who mistaked your pump for what?
Because, like, people think it's a fanny pack. When I went to children's, mm-hmm. and we was walking down the hallway, the girl said, I like your fanny pack.
Right at children's. And at the doctor's office, the girl said that too, the nurse who took you in the back. She said the same thing. They think it's something with lipstick in it, something she might carry as a toddler, but they don't realize it is medicine to save your life. And that's just people not knowing more about this lifestyle. And that's why we're here to share with others, right? Excuse me. Okay, so last few questions, Sienna. What would you tell other kids who just went to the hospital and got diagnosed?
I would tell them to always get insulin when you eat stuff. If you don't get insulin, then you can't do anything. You can't eat, you will go high and die. Wait, let me tell them.
Okay, go ahead.
So, it might not be your fault if your thing has a crack.
Mm-hmm.
It can be the pump's fault or your parents' fault if they don't realize it.
Mm. That's a good point there. It stings, but it's
so
a good point.
If you ever see a crack, tell your parents because mm-hmm. when I was diabetic, I'm still diabetic.
You're still diabetic.
When I was over there,
on the other side of the table eating.
I was having my breakfast, and I realized that there was a crack here, but I didn't tell my parents.
And that becomes bad if you don't tell me stuff like what you eat, what you see. Mm-hmm. Anything that's going to affect your health is bad. So what would you tell kids? To not do that, right?
Yeah, and the first time my dad gave me the pasta and it made me sick. The second time the pump did the fall. So probably the third time.
Nope, let's not hope. It is not going to be no one my fault the third time is what she's trying to say. Probably the third time. Let's hope there's not a third time. Watch out, Mama. They can't see me.
Is that an apple?
Mm-hmm. Apple salad.
Guys, one of the favorite things I like is caramel apples.
Caramel apples.
We can make our own caramel
apples. We'll talk about on another video, guys, what she likes to eat. Because, you know, if you're diabetic, you're definitely probably picky on certain things that you like, that you don't like. Taste buds are different.
And my mom, she is going to be, we are going to make a video about her vegan stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be, you know, eating her vegan stuff.
Yeah, Sienna doesn't like most of my vegan stuff, but
I don't like.
We'll get her there, guys. We'll get her there.
But I'm not eating the vegan eggs.
You don't eat regular eggs, so that's why you don't like vegan eggs.
Yeah, and I don't eat vegan bacon. I only
she
eat
like regular bacon.
I only eat vegan
salad. Fruit.
Yeah, and guys, one of my favorite things is sugar. But guys,
sugar.
You know what?
You gotta say what are you talking about, sugar? Okay. You can't tell people who are diabetic that you like sugar because sugar is not good for people who are diabetic.
Well, I don't really like that sugar.
Well, tell us what you meant. You like sugar for something. What are you saying? Maybe sprinkled on your strawberries?
Yeah.
That's what you mean. Instead of saying you just like sugar. That's not a good thing to share with people.
Okay, but guys, I want to tell you. You know what I need? One of my favorite things is Starbucks. I need some
Thanks
Starbucks. You know why I need Starbucks? Because they got our dogs Cooper and Chance. They're gonna start a channel.
They had a Frappuccino. You just think all these people starting a channel. I hope you're gonna sit there and edit everything. All right, sit back. See, you're pulling on this as well. Let's put this up. So it's a hard thing, guys, for them to remember to put it up often.
My best friend Serenity.
Okay, can you start waving that hand at me? Because that's not going to work with me. We're in the middle of filming a video. Please cut all that out. All right, what I'm asking you, the last thing we're saying, people who are just going to the hospital and getting diagnosed, Sienna, what would you tell them? Those are the people who are scared. Those are the people who are going to go in, don't know that they're going to get all these needles. What would you tell them?
I'll tell them, don't be scared, because when I first there, I was scared, but since I got all these cold things and I get to draw a picture, it was so fun. I even get to watch TV in bed.
Yeah, she did.
But the worst part about it is that, well, you can't see your friends, but when you feel better, you can see your friends. Or they can just come visit you at the doctors.
Yes, true. That's a good point. Now, what about people who already been diagnosed like you? Do you have any good advice for them? Anything you want to share about your experience to help them get through it?
Mm-hmm. And guys, you can go low or high. And if you want, like, you can go low if you run around the whole entire house like I do and I'm...
When she wants to really get something, and I'm like, no, you're too high. She'll run and exercise as much as she can through
the... I'm like the flash.
Like lightning flash through the house. Just to get her numbers to come down. But that's no longer working as much because she's getting older. But before, guys, when she first was diagnosed, oh my gosh, she was all through the house because she was still a much smaller, taller.
Guys, I can get something very fast and one...
We done got a pretend you already
did.
Yeah, not related to diabetes, right? Just not related to diabetes. And your number didn't go down because you went that fast. So, your numbers. Okay, so that's basically it. So, you're also telling people not to be scared. And you're not telling them, and you're telling them not to worry. All right, last words because we're going to get done and we're going to sign out.
So, guys, I just wanted to say, be safe, cuties.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, guys, that is all we have today on Talking Tallers with Type 1 Diabetes. I thank you all for tuning in. I thank you all for the support. I thank you all for the love. And we look forward to hearing from you guys and seeing you in the next episode.
The FCB Radio Network, first-class broadcasting worldwide.